This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. 7th Social Security Day marked in the country organizing various programs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces to expand scope of social security. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba urges Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. And Israel Hezbollah ceasefire agreed to end 13 months long war. Now the news in detail. The 7th Social Security Day has been marked in the country yesterday organizing various programs. Addressing a program organized by the Social Security Fund to observe the Social Security Day yesterday, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announced to expand the scope of social security. The Prime Minister shared that any contributor whose medical treatment cost exceed 100,000 rupees, 50% of the total expense would be borne by the fund. The Prime Minister said the expanded new facility would be available after 90 days. The head of the government also reiterated that the government is committed to implementing fundamental rights of the citizens guaranteed by the Constitution. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also awarded major contributors and service providers under the Social Security Fund. Likewise, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarath Singh Bhandari, said the ministry has formed a committee to resolve the complications to implement the Social Security Plan. Addressing the programme to mark the 7th Social Security Day, Minister Bhandari stated that the ministry is working to resolve the policy and legal topics impeding in updating the fund's plan. Similarly, Health Minister Pradeep Podil said the fund's programs are aimed at covering the economic and social risk of all workers by including them in the fund. Meanwhile, addressing a program organized by the General Federation of Nepali Trade Unions to mark the 7th Social Security Day, Prime Minister Oli said the trade unions have a remarkable contribution to the establishment of the social security funds. Prime Minister Oli also stated that attractive job opportunities and different forms of policy for agricultural revolution would be created in the country. Also speaking on the occasion, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Podil viewed that the scope of social security should be expanded in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has urged Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. Speaking at an interaction at the Foreign Affairs Ministry yesterday with the newly appointed ambassadors and exporters, the Foreign Affairs Minister said the ministry has prioritized economic diplomacy on a policy level to achieve the country's development. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana asked the ambassadors to attract investment in Nepal from the host countries and promote Nepal's exports by unveiling the country's business potential. The minister also called on Nepal's business persons and entrepreneurs to make their goods competitive in the international market. The Election Commission has urged all voters to participate in the voting process of December 1st local level by election enthusiastically. Election Commission spokesperson Nita Pokhrel Arial said a meeting of the commission held yesterday also decided to ask government for the arrangement of voting to the employees working in government organizations by granting special leaves or throughout other alternatives. The commission also urged the government to grant public holiday on the day of election in the local levels where by-elections are set to be held. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has clarified that the government will not accept loans under the Belt and Road Initiative BRI. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, said that the government would not take loans but could sign grant agreement under the BRI during Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming official visit to China. Addressing a program in Dhulik Hill yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung reiterated that the government would accept grants under the BRI project and it would be beneficial for Nepal as BRI projects have been implemented as game-changer projects in countries implementing them. Stakeholders have urged the concerned bodies to address issues concerning the Sikta irrigation project. The project Orphan National Pride has been in limbo for the past two decades due to policy issues. During discussions with the representatives of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives, the locals and stakeholders concerned stressed the need for accelerating the project at the earliest. Committee member Thakur Gaire said the project is for the interest of the people in Baki and the encroachment issue at the canal area should be resolved through coordination with the local levels. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, is to assist in the reconstruction of the Cauvery Valley Integrated Water Supply Scheme that was damaged by the rain-induced disasters occurred in late September this year. The ADB's commitment for support to the water supply scheme was made following a discussion on Monday between ADB officials, including its country director for Nepal, Arnold Koshius, and Dhulikhel Municipality Mayor Ashok Byanju. Mayor Byanju shared that ADB has pledged to prepare the detailed project report and to provide financial assistance for the reconstruction of the project. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced a ceasefire has been agreed to end 13 months of war between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The BBC quoted the U.S. president as saying, effective at 4 a.m. local time on Wednesday, the fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. President Biden further said, adding that the ceasefire aimed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities. Under the deal announced on Tuesday and brokered by the U.S., there will be a 60-day period during which Israel will gradually withdraw its troops from Lebanon's south as Lebanese government forces regain control of an area currently held by Hezbollah. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not hesitate to strike if Hezbollah breaks any part of the agreed deal. There has been no response from the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah, which had been trading fire with Israel since October 2023. The war escalated in late September when Israel intensified bombardments and launched a limited ground invasion. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 7th Social Security Day marked in the country organizing various programs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli announces to expand scope of social security. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba urges Nepal's newly appointed ambassadors and exporters to prioritize economic diplomacy. And Israel Hezbollah ceasefire agreed to end 13 months long war. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.